June 25, 1925. Jesus covers Lisa and hides her in his adorable person. How crosses open the doors to new manifestations. How the human will must lose its field of action. As I was in my usual state, my adorable Jesus, all love and tenderness, came to my poor soul. First, he placed himself near me and stared at me, as if he wanted to tell me many things. But he wanted to enlarge my intelligence, because it was incapable of receiving and comprehending all that he wanted to say to me. Then, he laid himself upon all of myself, and hid me inside of him, my face in his, my hands and my feet in his. It seemed to me that he was all attentive on covering me and hiding me within himself, so that nothing of myself would ever again appear. Oh, how happy I felt, all hidden and covered, in Jesus and by Jesus. I could see nothing but Jesus, everything had disappeared from me. The joys, the happiness of his adorable presence had all returned, as if by magic, to live again in my poor heart. Pain had been banished from me, nor did I remember his privation any longer, which had cost me mortal pains. Oh, how easy it is to forget everything, while being with Jesus. Now, after he kept me all covered and hidden in him for some time, to the point that I thought he would never again leave me, I heard him call the angels and the saints, to come and see what Jesus was doing with me, and the way he kept me covered inside his adorable person. Afterwards, he made me share in his pains, and I let him do everything. Even though I felt as though being crushed by those pains, yet, I felt happy and I experienced the joys which the divine will contains, when the soul abandons herself in it, even while suffering. Then, after he made me suffer, he said to me, "My daughter, my will wants to give itself to you more and more. And in order to give itself more, it wants to make itself understood more. And to render what it manifests to you, more stable, safer, and more estimable, it gives you new pains, to dispose you more, and to prepare in you the void in which to place its truths. It wants the noble courtship of pain in order to be sure about the soul, and to be able to trust her. It is always pain, it is crosses that open the doors to new manifestations, to more secret lessons, to the greatest gifts which I want to place in you. In fact, if the soul bears my will, when it is suffering and sorrowful, with firmness, she will become capable of receiving my will, when it brings happiness, and will acquire the intellect and the hearing in order to understand the new lessons of my will. Pain will make her acquire the celestial language, in such a way that she will be able to repeat the lessons she has learned." On hearing this, I said to him, "My Jesus and my life, it seems to me that the complete sacrifice of the soul and of the body is needed in order to do your will and to live in it. At first sight, it appears as something trivial. But then, in practice, it seems difficult. Not having one single breath of one's own will, not even in holy things, or in good itself. Having to remain still and content in any suffering, both interior and external, this seems to be too grievous and painful for the human nature. Therefore, the souls will never be able to arrive at living in your will with the complete sacrifice of everything." And Jesus added, "My daughter, everything is in understanding the great good which comes to her by doing my will, and by operating and living in it. It is this will that wants the sacrifice. And since this will does not adapt itself to mix and to live together with the low, small and finite will, it wants to render the acts of the soul who wants to live in my will, eternal, infinite and divine. And how can it do this, if she wants to place the breath of her human will, even in a holy thing, as you say? It is always a finite will. And then living in my will would no longer be a reality, but a way of saying. On the other hand, the office of my will is total dominion, and it is right that the little atom of the human will be conquered, and that it lose its field of action in my will. What would you say if a little lamp, a match, or a spark of fire, wanted to enter into the sun to follow its way, and to form its field of light and of action in the center of the sun? If the sun had a reason, it would become indignant, and its light and heat would annihilate that little lamp, that match, that spark. And you would be the first one to mock them, condemning their boldness in wanting to form their own field of action within the light of the sun. Such is the breath of the human will within mine, even in good. Therefore, be attentive, so that yours may have life in nothing. I covered and hid all of you within me, so that you may have no eyes, if not to look at my will alone, to give it free field of action in your soul. Rather, the difficult thing will be to comprehend the living in my will, not to sacrifice oneself. In fact, once the souls have understood the great good which comes to them by living in my divine will, that from poor, they will become rich. From slaves of vile passions, they will become free and ruling. From servants, masters. From unhappy, happy, even in the pain of this poor life, and will fall in love with all the goods which are in my will, the total sacrifice of everything will be an honor for them. It will be desired, wanted, and longed for. This is why I push you so much to manifest what I say to you regarding my will, because everything will be in understanding it, knowing it and loving it. And I, my Jesus, if you so much love and want that this will of yours be known, loved and practiced, so that it may have its field of divine action in the souls, please, you yourself, manifest its truths to the souls, the great good which your will contains, and the great good which they will receive. Your direct word contains a magic force, a powerful magnet, the virtue of the creative power. Oh, how difficult it is not to surrender to the sweet enchantment of your divine word. Therefore, if everything is said directly by you, everyone will surrender. And Jesus, my daughter, it is my usual way, and the order of my eternal wisdom wants it so, to manifest my greatest works first to one single soul, and to concentrate in her all the good which my work contains, dealing with her one-on-one, as if no one else existed. When I have done everything, in such a way as to be able to say that I have accomplished my work completely within her, so much so, that nothing must be lacking to her, then I make it flow, as from a vast sea, for the good of the other creatures. This is what I did with my celestial mama. First I dealt with her in the most divine intimacy, about the work of redemption. No other creature knew anything. She disposed herself to make all sacrifices, to all the necessary preparations in order to make me descend from heaven to earth. I did everything as if she were the only redeemed one. But after she delivered me to the light with her virginal labor, in such a way that everyone could see me and take the goods of redemption, I gave myself to all, provided that they wanted to receive me. The same will happen with my will. Once I have completed everything within you, in such a way that my will triumph in you, and you in it, then, like an immense overflowing sea, it will flow for the good of all. But it is necessary to form the first soul, in order to then have the second.